Now, today's are the few stories in the Australian newspaper about the Treasurer and the Prime Minister and my view on both of them and the views of Alan Jones. Now, Dennis Shanahan phoned me on Friday from the Australian to ask me whether I'd be chasing the PM after he banned the Macquarie Radio Network, more notably 2GB in Sydney and 4BC in Brisbane, after he ousted Tony Abbott. I'll repeat what I said. I don't see any value in getting the PM on this program. My job is to inform and entertain. On the basis that neither Mr. Short nor Mr. Turnbull bring much to the table, I won't be chasing them. They haven't chased me and I won't chase them. Secondly, I've been doing this type of program long enough not to tumble as a fool. Now, politicians who choose not to use my program to get the message out, and there are exceptions. I'll talk to Anthony Albanese, I'll talk to Peter Dutton, I'll talk to Scott Morrison, I'll talk to other members of the Labor Party that I've spoken to on the program previously, that I have a reasonable relationship with. But I won't be talking to the Prime Minister or the Opposition Leader for a very simple reason. I won't use this or allow this program to be used as some sort of electioneering vehicle. Because if they're going to ignore my audience between election cycles, they're not going to get a rails run here. All of a sudden, oh, we're going to the polls July 2, we better talk to Hadley. It's not going to happen. You ignore me between the elections, you're not getting a rails run during the election. Simple. I'll talk to all sorts of politicians in the lead up to July 2, but by gee, it's a long, long, long campaign. I was only thinking this morning how long July 2 is off. It's forever. And can you imagine coming here every day and turning the radio on, or me turning the microphone on, and you listen to me prattle on about the election? You'd all go stark raving mad, and guess what? I'd join you. But I will talk to politicians in the lead up to the election, but the Prime Minister and the Opposition Leader won't be among them. They haven't spoken to me, and I won't be talking to them, and I haven't had any approach from the Prime Minister. I believe, reading the paper this morning, that Alan has, and that'll be a matter for Alan. And even, I mean, for, say, on Wednesday morning, as is normal, there's a pecking order here, and traditionally when the budget's delivered, either a Labor budget or in this case a Scott Morrison Liberal budget, Liberal National Party budget, well, Alan gets first choice. And he'll be talking to Mr. Morrison on Wednesday morning, as he has traditionally for the 16 years we've been doing these type of programs together. And that's the way it will be. I guess what I'm doing is I'll be taking, to a certain extent, the Jerry Harvey option in relation to the Prime Minister and the Opposition Leader. No interest till 2017. No interest till 2017, as Jerry would say.